around the metro area. As we head into Wednesday, a surge of milder air will push us into the 50s with a mix of clouds and sun. Weather update on the clock on WTOP. I'm ABC7's Brian Vandegraaff.
It's 32 at Reagan National right now, 28 at BWI Marshall, 27 in Fairfax, going up to around 50 today.
Up next, we go live to Hollywood and talk to CBS's Steve Futterman about the Oscars last night at 7:20.
During the Great Depression, Congress gave credit unions a special tax exemption to encourage them to serve people of modest means. Today, credit unions are a trillion-dollar industry. They include multi-billion-dollar institutions with lavish headquarters that pay to have their names on sports arenas, but they pay no federal income taxes. Every year, the U.S. Treasury adds $2 billion to the deficit because of this special treatment. Our country faces a financial crisis, and credit unions refuse to help. That's just wrong. America's community banks pay taxes and are forced to compete with credit unions that don't. Letting credit unions continue to get away with paying no federal income taxes is bad for community banks. And if community banks go away, communities die. It's that simple. Tell Congress it's time that credit unions pay taxes just like you and me. I'm Frank Keating, and this message was paid for by the American Bankers Association.
Good morning. It's 7:21.
The top prizes were divided among six films, but the biggest prize of the night from last night's Academy Awards went to Argo. Director Ben Affleck thanked just about everyone.
I want to thank Canada. I want to thank our friends in Iran living in a terrible circumstances right now. I want to thank my wife, who I don't normally associate with Iran, but...
Joining us live from Hollywood, CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman. Seemed like a pretty good time last night, Steve.
Oh, yeah, a good time. And really, this was Share the Wealth night at the Oscars. The top six awards go to six different films. Has happened before, but not for a long time.
Did you think Ben Affleck's response to the award was the appropriate one? He had to strike a tough balance because the Canadian ambassador had said that, you know, the film kind of seemed to overlook the role that the Canadians played in that, and said he was expecting kind of, you know, some, you know,
mea culpa.
An award, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really have a mea culpa. I must say, to give Ben Affleck a little benefit here, he was rushing. They were doing the wrap it up sign to him, and so he was trying to wrap things up. He mentioned Canada, but just in passing. I don't think that was sort of the what the Canadian ambassador Ken Taylor had wanted. I think he wanted more of a salute to Canada. Did not get that last night, but at least there was a mention. I guess it could have been worse.
How did Seth MacFarlane go over there as host?
You know, mixed reaction. The opening had some very funny moments, maybe moments that some parents may have cringed at watching with their kids, especially a song about women's breasts, but you know, there were some good moments. I thought it dragged a bit. It went 20 minutes. I thought a bit too long, sort of getting mixed reviews.
What we're seeing a lot of this morning is Jennifer Lawrence taking that tumble
yes.
as she goes to get her Best Actress award. I'm amazed she could even walk in that dress. I would have been just on the floor permanently.
Well, you know, every time I've worn a dress like
yes.
that, I've had trouble. It was the fall scene around the world, and she got herself up, picked herself up, and took that Oscar, laughed at herself, and moved on, and probably is being talked about a bit more because of that fall today.
Kind of a surprise in the Best Supporting Actor award.
Yes and no. I mean, that was really the tightest category. I thought, and I think most people thought, the two favorites were Robert De Niro and Tommy Lee Jones for Silver Linings Playbook and Lincoln. But Christoph Waltz was a very strong third choice for many people. He's won it before. This is the second time he wins the award. A very, very popular choice and certainly well-deserved.
And Daniel Day-Lewis, of course, winning for that unforgettable performance in Lincoln. Lincoln doesn't get the film honor, though, that we thought it might.
Well, I think most people thought it was going to go to Argo. Some people thought that Steven Spielberg might get Best Director. That was, I think, another bit of a surprise, going to Ang Lee for Life of Pi. As far as Daniel Day-Lewis, I think we these days have to consider him probably the greatest English-speaking actor in the world right now. He gets his third Academy Award for Best Actor. No one's done it before. And let me give you a few people who have won, too. People like Marlon Brando, Spencer Tracy, Jack Nicholson, Dustin Hoffman. That's select company. Now he's alone by himself.
Wow, pretty rare air he's breathing there.
Oh, yeah, and a great actor, great actor.
Some of the stuff we didn't get to see anything about were backstage and then the after parties, too.
That's right, and of course, I don't get invited to the after parties, so I know as much about it as you, but one thing they're talking about, the gowns, Anne Hathaway's gown seem to suggest something that wasn't actually there. It seemed like part of her body was extending out in the dress. I'm trying to be diplomatic here.
Yes, you are.
But apparently it was the stitching, I'm being told, from the fashion police. She is getting some bad reviews, though, from the fashion police today.
All right. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman phrasing things very delicately and very well here on WTOP. Thank you.
And Steve, Steve's going to be back with us later this morning, too, as part of the special Ask the Movie Buffs Hour, which begins at 10 o'clock. Our own Jason Fraley will be doing that as well. It's going to be a fun hour. Looking forward to getting you back, Steve. That's 10 o'clock this morning here on WTOP.
Money News, sponsored by Baker Tilly, accountants and advisors to D.C.'s real estate community. BakerTilly.com.
7:25 to Tucker Echols from the Washington Business Journal.
Now, John, many contractors are worried about having to fire workers come this Friday on the sequester deadline, but not Mantech International. The Fairfax firm is hiring. In fact, it took on 600 workers in the last 4 months and is planning to hire 200 more. Mantech needs cybersecurity and technical services workers after recent contract wins from the U.S. Army. Now, there's a downside to Wall Street's recent run-up to five-year highs. Your tax bill is going to be going up. Not only are tax rates on market earnings higher this year, as high as 39%, but mutual fund companies are running out of losses to offset gains, as they have in years past. Right now, it looks like more gains are coming. S&P futures ahead by 8 points. A Dow futures up 63. You can read more about Mantech International's hiring boom at WashingtonBusinessJournal.com. I'm Tucker Echols on WTOP.
All right, Tucker, coming up on WTOP, new security challenges for American embassies around the world. It's 7:26.
Hey, Dave. Usual haircut?
You know it, George. Hey, I heard you're opening more locations.
Yeah, business is booming. How about yourself?
Business is going well. It's just that my business savings account isn't growing.
That's because your interest rate is as shameful as a mullet. What you need is Capital One Bank's Business Advantage Savings. It earns interest that's 5 times the national average.
Wow. That's 5 times the effort my current bank is putting in.
And unlike other banks that trim your rate, Capital One Bank guarantees it will be 5 times the national average for the first year.
Guaranteed for a year? Wish I could say the same for my hairline. How do I sign up?
Just go to a Capital One Bank branch to open a savings account or visit earn5xsavings.com to learn more.
New look, new business savings account.
What's in your wallet?
Available only to new small business bank checking customers on balances between $25,000 to $250,000 for the first year. After that, standard APY in effect applies, which may change after account opening. Minimum opening balance required. Must maintain $1,000 monthly balance. Offer available for a limited time. Visit a branch for details. Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
It's 7:27.
From my high blood pressure
to my heart surgery,
I get the cardiac care I need from Johns Hopkins Medicine here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Thanks to a healthcare system that includes hundreds of the region's best primary and specialty care physicians practicing at Sibley Memorial Hospital, Suburban Hospital, and Johns Hopkins Community Physicians, I can get outstanding heart care close to home.
And easy access to clinical trials at the National Institutes of Health.
Our experienced cardiologists and cardiac surgeons ensure you'll receive the right diagnosis, timely interventions, and surgical outcomes that are among the best in the nation. To find a heart specialist near you, call 1-855-JHM-3939 or visit jhmdc.org.
It's good to know that wherever I live in the Washington, D.C. area,
Johns Hopkins Medicine has my heart care covered.
Call 1-855-JHM-3939 or visit jhmdc.org to find a cardiac specialist today.
Wizards fans, enjoy all the action with all-you-can-eat seats this season. All-you-can-eat seats start at $30. Call 202-661-5050 or visit WashingtonWizards.com today.
7:28.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
A couple of our earlier problems in Virginia have cleared. This is in Virginia on 95 northbound. Delays in Stafford, then from Dale City to before Lorton. The accident there, however, moved to the right shoulder, so you will find your lanes open. After that, you'll slow on to northbound 395 out of Springfield, headed towards Seminary. In your HOV lanes, however, northbound at Edsel. The crash has been cleared, so those lanes are open, but you're still very heavy out of Springfield, headed toward Edsel Road again. You will find those lanes open. Southbound George Washington Parkway on the brakes after the Beltway toward the CIA, then near the Chain Bridge toward the Overlooks and the Key Bridge. In Maryland, 29 at Dale Drive, the crash in the intersection. Police are directing you through the scene. Southbound 29, extremely slow, making your way into downtown Silver Spring. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Lots of sunshine expected throughout this Monday. Temperatures will be right where they should be. Climatologically, right near 50 degrees. That's our average high, and I think that's where we'll head today. Tonight, we'll drop in the 20s and 30s as clouds increase. Tomorrow, A storm system will be approaching from the west during the day. As it gets closer, it'll kind of redevelop off to the east coast of the Carolinas. The net result will be rain for our area, chilly rain. And